This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
With growing concern over the impact of, you know, social media on children's mental health, several countries are calling for a ban on under 16s, you know, on social media. So what are your thoughts on this? That's what we're interacting about, yeah.
Well, definitely, and very important also, because this conversation is gaining momentum in South Africa as well, and we are trying to get an understanding of what that would look like if under 16-year-olds were banned from social media. We are talking this morning to social media legal expert Lerato Ndwambe. Lerato, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Great. Thank you so much for joining us as always. And today we're tackling a biggie one. We've had with you before conversations around cyberbullying and other matters causing mental health problems amongst children. Now, do you think a ban for children under 16 on social media would be progressive, especially for South Africa?
Sure. I think I have mixed feelings about it because obviously we know all the concerns that exist and the online harms that exist for children, but I think it might be quite a to sort of resonate. It is quite ambitious because it may be unrealistic to implement, even if, you know, there is legislation in place. I think if you look at you know, how things are now, the recommended age for joining social media is 13 years old. Yet, you know, kids that are 8, 7, you know, can just download the app. There's no really age verification process. I think the age assurance and a verification process is going to be quite difficult because of the challenges you know, relating to privacy concerns, data mining of children's personal information, and cybersecurity concerns will arise. I mean, if you think about, you know, kids under the age of 16, or let's say 17 for that matter, you know, what kind of age verification process, you know, will exist? Are they going to, you know, upload their birth certificate? Are they going, you know, so there are those issues. How are you going to verify the identity, even if the child is 17 years old? Because under, you know, our legislation, a child is still a child as long as they're under the age of 18. So you still need some sort of parental consent.
You know, say, for example, the global movement manages to win this battle and children under 16 are banned from social media. Would this mean that the ones who are currently on social media having accounts, they would have to be cancelled? Just, you know, I know we're just speaking hypothetically. But the thing is, you have parents who have monetized their kids' accounts, and there are kids as well whose accounts are monetized. They are running it themselves and everything, and there's activity going on there. So should this ban happen, I mean, the likelihood of what would happen next, what are you reading between the lines?
Sure. So from what I've observed in other countries, particularly in Australia, you know, the proposed social media ban offers no exception for children under the age of 18. Which means that even if users have parental consent to access social media platforms, it will not be, they won't be allowed to have access to it. So, you know, I think, you know, it's going to be quite murky because, as you, you know, pointed out, that there are people sort of making money from this. So I think within the social media ban, they have to ensure that, you know, there are certain exceptions in place. You know, unfortunately, social media has become a wide, you know, and very ingrained in our society and how we sort of operate. Not all people use social media, you know, for fun, but some people use it for work. Some people actually make a living out of it. So there are certain sort of exceptions that need to be implemented as a part of the ban. So I think it's one of the considerations. I think in a South African context, it's something because, you know, we're very consultative in nature. We like to consult. We like to get people's views. I think that will definitely be one of the big concerns. You know, having attended a few conferences with the information regulator, I can also tell you that huge concerns relating to age verification and age assurance in ensuring, you know, that even if kids, you know, that are 17 and above are allowed to access social media, you know, it doesn't take away the privacy concerns and the cybersecurity risks because they're still young. You know, and they're able to, you know, the social media platforms and tech companies are still able to sort of gather information about them, which is a huge concern.
Now, Lerato, then what do you think about, you know, when, in terms of, you know, accountability, parents, and should you blame parents for introducing kids to social media at a really young age? I know that for some parents, they look at it as like an archive, you know, from day one or before conception. Then that whole journey of pregnancy, they're giving birth, it's on social media. And then everything, now we get... You know, all of that. First steps, first words, everything. And parents, in their defense, they will say, well, you know what? We're archiving all of this and they are running the accounts. Have you come across those accounts where it's a child's account who's like 2 years old, like a year old, and the caption says, oh, mommy, I love you. And then mommy comes and replies, I love you too, baby. That time, they are running the account themselves. Anyway, we digress.
You know, I have mixed feelings about it, you know, because, you know, as a social media, lawyer, it gives me the icks. Like, it's really concerning for me to see it. But I think as a human being, it's cute and all of those things. So it's mixed feelings. But I think if you are going to create an archive for yourself, I think make sure that, you know, the account is private, you know, and that you allow people that you personally know, you know, and personally that you want to share, you know, the life of this child. But unfortunately, it doesn't take away from the data mining that's going to happen, because essentially, if you read the terms and conditions of the social media platforms, that content belongs to them in perpetuity. They can make money out of it later on in years. So it's something that you also need to consider, that as much as you're trying to keep your child private, there are also these things that are lingering, that your child might be on a billboard somewhere selling, you know, a certain brand, for example, and you have no commercial claim to that, because everything that we upload on social media, we lose 99% ownership of that content. So it's something that you definitely also need to consider if you are going to, you know, put your child out there. Like that. So I think, you know, even when you are going to portray them on social media, ensure that you portray them in the best light so that it's not embarrassing. So party training videos should not be online. Naked pictures of children should not be online. You know, embarrassing moments that could go viral should not be online. There's other countries where actually kids have sued their parents for content that they've posted on social media. And they've gotten court orders to actually get them removed offline. So there are also those considerations. I think we are slowly, as a country, also moving towards that direction where kids should actually have a say on how their digital system is actually curated online.
All right, Lerato, thank you so much for going in depth with us. Always appreciate it. That social media legal expert, Lerato Ndwambi.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.